This is a Mont Bold Christian Fellowship sermon podcast. We hope you find this message enjoyable and inspiring.
We're moving into some scripture now. So he said to his disciples, "The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." And I want to say thank you so much for praying for us. We desperately need your prayers. Why do we do these outdoor events? So one of the things that I kind of have specialized in, if you can put it that way, you've got evangelists and then, you know, and you've got GPs and then you've got evangelists that specialize on outdoor events per se. And that's what I do. I've kind of specialized in that area. Why do we do it? If we go to the next screen, we do it. There's my zebra top just for you. Because it says in Romans 10, 14 to 15, "How shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things." Why do we go outside the four walls of the church? Why do I encourage you to also go outside the four walls of the church? Because people will not hear the gospel unless someone preaches to them. And often, people are not comfortable walking into a church. I'm just going to be real with you. That's the reality. We think like, oh, it's so inviting. We've done such a great job. But, you know, I talked with a young lady the other day on a flight to Singapore. And I just asked her all these questions. And I said, do you and your peers, she's 21 years old, do you ever talk about God, heaven, hell, the afterlife? She said, never. It never comes up in conversation. She said, during COVID, a few of us brought it up in conversation, but none of us had an answer, so we just moved on really quickly. Literally, they're just so lost. They're like sheep without a shepherd. One turns to the other, says, what do you think happens when you die? I don't know. What about you? I don't know. Do you think there's a God? I don't know. Cool. Move on. Imagine if there was a Christian in that conversation. We need to get outside of the four walls. They will not hear unless there's a preacher. So I've just got a very quick, very concise teaching for you today. I know it's been a bit of a longer service with communion. But my teaching is that it's time for us to ring the bells. Now, last night the coronation was on. And what rang out across London? The bells, yeah? They had the big church bells. And the model of church that we had was a bells model back in the day. Basically, what would happen, and some of you, I don't know whether any of you remember these times. I don't. I'm slightly younger than some. But the church would ring the bell and everyone would gather. And even in Indonesia, in the predominantly Christian areas, it still happens like that. They ring the bell or over the loudspeaker, they say, everyone come to the church, we've got a meeting on. Or everyone come to the church, there's a guest speaker. Or everyone, and the town would gather. But now, that doesn't quite work, does it? You ring a bell, people are like, what is going on? Is there a special occasion? Is it a fire drill? Is that the CFA? You know, people aren't going to come here. You can ring a bell. You can sing a worship song. You can preach the gospel. And people aren't coming. Culture has shifted. Things have changed. So now we have to be the bells. We have to take our bell and we have to say, do you know Jesus? Can I invite you into a conversation? There's something really important happening. Can you give me a moment of your time? We cannot rely on the big bell anymore. We cannot hide behind our pastor or our leaders anymore. We have to take the bells to the people. So I've just got a very quick, is it called an acrostic when you have letters and words that come off it? Praise the Lord, I'm learning something new every day. I've realized that shade of blue with that black is not good. So if you can't quite see it, my apologies, I'll spell it out to you. So bells, how do we ring the bells? We really got a bit of a evangelism training today. So number one, I would encourage you to bless. Bless those around you. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. Find a way to bless those around you. So for me, often I'll talk to my neighbor and say, hey, or sometimes I don't even ask him, can I mow your grass for you? I've got to mow my front lawn, your front lawn and my front lawn touch each other. I've got time. Can I please just, you know, run over your section as well? Yeah, thank you so much. That'd be a huge blessing. Easter time, I went down to Woolies and bought 10 big Easter eggs to give to all the neighbors, you know. It's just an opportunity to bless. When you bless people, you begin to come into their heart and you begin to find a place there. And we saw that with Jesus. Jesus was constantly doing miracles. Why? Because it was a way to get into people's hearts, if that makes sense. So number one, I want to encourage you, if you realize that, just like I have, that we need to go to the people, you might not be able to do a big crusade, but you can walk across the street and you can bless the person in front of you. So number one, I want to encourage you to bless. And I want to say as well, this is a great teaching for in the church as well, for across the aisles. How do I bless my neighbor? Because some people, and I'll get to this in a moment, some people in the church need to hear the bells again, if that makes sense. They need an invitation again into the things of God. So number one, we bless. Number two, we eat with. So find an opportunity to eat with your neighbors, your co-workers, your friends. How many of you are in a workplace where you have a lunch break and people eat food? Is that, yep, so anyone else? I saw one hand, a couple of people. So how many of you eat meals at home regularly? All right, okay, I got every hand, hallelujah. Quick, I'll take a photo and I'll tell, no, I'm joking. We all eat, generally speaking, 3 meals a day. Ask yourself this question: how can I share one of those meals with someone else? There might be a believer, but specifically when it comes to evangelism, how could you share a meal with someone that doesn't yet know Jesus? And I'm telling you, it's so powerful when you eat a meal with someone. Jesus did it again and again. He demonstrated to us. Do you know Jesus was called a glutton and a drunk? That's one of the fiery darts that's one of the accusations they brought against Jesus. So he clearly liked to eat food with people and he liked to have a glass of red. Just saying. But I don't think he ever got drunk. I know he didn't ever get drunk because he never sinned. So, but bless people and look for an opportunity to eat with them. L, our first L, listen to people. Listen to people. You know, so often I see people are so hungry to give what they've got, which actually comes out of like pride. I know Jesus, you don't. So here we go. I'm going to teach you a little something. I've got morals, you don't. I've got values, you don't. Listen to people. You know, I do my very best to write down all my neighbors' names, and then the more I talk to them, the more I write down under their name. So I start learning that they've got 3 children. I start learning that, you know, one of the daughters is addicted to drugs. I start learning that, you know, the neighbor over the back fence, his brother died recently, you know. And I'm listening, I'm writing it down, because if he knows that I'm going to listen to him, he will want to listen to me. And so just a little tip. I know this is like relationships 101, but just wanted to help. And then learn from. So I want to encourage you to learn from people as well. Often we think, oh, but this person's a heathen. They've got nothing to teach me. Do you know the neighbor on our right-hand side is a mechanic? I can learn from him. I'm not very good with cars, but he is. And he's going to then look at me and he goes, why do you speak to your wife with such respect and honor and love? And how do you have hope even though you've got this challenge? And what's going, and he can begin to learn from me. But I would encourage us, when it comes to evangelism, when it comes to getting outside the four walls, to learn from others as well. And finally, share. The S is share with. Share the gospel with people. I once saw this guy who was leading all these people to the Lord, and I said, how do you do it? And do you know what he said? I asked them if they'd like to give their lives to Jesus. And I was like, is it that simple? I was always walking around saying, God bless you, Jesus loves you, have a nice day. God, you know, just so you know, I've never said to someone, hey, thanks so much, you're doing a great job at the checkout, and they go, really? Oh, Jesus, I'm a sinner. Forgive me. Oh, God, I want to come into your kingdom. Remember me, Lord, you know. Like, being nice to people doesn't usually result in people getting saved, just so you know. You actually need to share the gospel. There's two things. If my 9-year-old can learn it, you can learn it. There's two things you must do to be saved. Number one, you must believe. You must believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that he died on the cross for your sins and he rose again. And number two, you must repent. Repent means to turn around and to follow Jesus. So I would encourage you, if you're like me and you look at the state of the world and you say, something needs to change, they're not going to respond to the church bell. We're just in a different era and it's okay. But you get to hold the bell and you get to go down Main Street and say, can I bless you today? Hey, how you doing? I know this is an odd offer, but can I buy you lunch? Hey, can I just listen to your story? Can we just sit down and I just listen to your story? What can I learn from you today? Wow, I'd love to learn from you. And how do I share the gospel with you today? Yes, love you, mate. Oh, you're awesome. And I would encourage you to ring the bells. But I also felt today, just as we close, and I know it's midday and stomachs are rumbling and all of that is happening right now. But I just wrote down here, some of us need to hear the bells from him today. Some of us need to hear the bells from him today. There's also a holy invitation for you to be refreshed today. He wants to bless you. He wants to eat with you. Do you know what it talks about in Revelation, that he's standing at the door, he's knocking, and if we would open the door, he would come in and he would dine with us as friends. He wants to commune with you. I loved the communion message today. That was just incredible. I'm trying to look for the jet. Yes, that was just stunning. I thought, wow. I don't need to preach. Let's just give an altar call, pray, and go home, you know. The reality is God loves you. He wants to commune with you. He wants to come close to you. But it says that he will knock, and if you will open, it doesn't say, and God will knock down the door of your heart, and he will come in and force feed you. He knocks, and if we will open, he will come in. We need to be open to him. Some of us need to listen to him today. But he also wants to listen to some of us today. He wants to listen to the cry of your heart. He wants to learn what's going on in your world. Of course he knows, but it's interesting with that man that wants to get healed. He says, he basically says, you know, what do you want me to do for you? The guy says, I want you to heal me, you know. Of course he wants to be healed. You know he wants to be healed. That's why he's here. But God likes to hear from you. He wants to hear it in your voice. He wants to learn from you. Even though he knows, he wants to learn. And you could argue that he grew in wisdom and maybe like he genuinely wants to unpack, you know, like sometimes we rob him of his humanity, if that makes sense. He's God, but he was man. But he was God, but he was man. He actually really wants to talk to you. It's not boring to him. Sometimes we think, but he already knows it. Why would I pray it? But he enjoys the sound of your voice. And he wants to share with you the good news today. So right now, I'd love us all to pray as we close. Just close your eyes right now, if you don't mind. And if you're here today and you say, Andrew, I'm not in a right relationship with God, but today I've heard the gospel. I've heard that I need to believe in Jesus and that I need to repent, that Jesus died on the cross for my sin and he rose again. And today, personally, I want to respond to an invitation to get right with God. If that's you, and you know that you're not in right relationship with God, but you want to start a relationship with Jesus today, can you just lift your hand very quickly? If that's you and you say, Andrew, I want to follow Jesus. I saw that hand. That's wonderful. Jesus loves you so much, and he wants to have a relationship with you as well. If there's anyone else, just lift your hand right now. I never want us to miss these opportunities. Maybe you're here today and the Lord has done a work in your life. And today you've realized that you need to ring the bells. You've had a bit of a reminder that a Jesus revolution's not going to happen unless you're a part of it. You've had a reminder that, yes, people will tune into a coronation, but they're not walking into churches. And we need to be the church. And if that's you today, and you feel like an invitation to ring the bells afresh in this community, could you just stand for me? Because I'd love to pray for you. If you're here today and you're saying, Lord, send me. Who will go? Who will preach? Who will go to Mombok? Who will go to my workplace? Who will go to my neighbors? And today you want God to send you and you're saying yes to Jesus. You're saying, give me the bell and let me ring it. Then I just encourage you to stand right now because I want to pray for everyone here just to be emboldened right now. To only those that today would say, look, actually, I want prayer for that. I'd invite you to stand and I'm going to pray. So why don't you just lift your hands to heaven right now? I'm just going to pray for an emboldening for those that have stood to say, I want an upgrade in ringing the bell. I want to bless. I want to eat with. I want to listen, learn. I want to share the gospel. Let me pray for you right now. Right now, for every single person standing, I just release a fresh upgrade in Jesus' mighty name. Courage and boldness to be a witness for Jesus, to ring the bells. Strategy, even neighbors' faces coming to you right now. Neighbors, friends, family. I pray open doors and open heaven over your interactions with people. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. Amen. You can be seated. If you're here today, because I know it's probably about time everyone wants to cuppa, but if you're here today and you'd say, Andrew, I just love prayer. I need to respond to that invitation myself. I really just need a fresh touch from the Lord. Then I invite you to come. I'd love to pray for you. And also, for anyone that needs healing in your body, I feel like, you know what? The enemy wants to have a go at my son. Well then, you know, no worries. You take it and you go, okay, I'm going to use that as fuel to take the enemy's territory. So if there's sickness in the room, I'm going to believe for it to be healed. I've often seen the most amazing miracles happen through people that themselves are sick. They've got a disease or whatever, and they pray for people and everyone around them is getting healed. Because they didn't get bitter, they got better. And they said, I'm going to actually use this and allow it to fuel me with compassion and with love for others. So if you're in pain or you've got sickness in your body, I'd love to pray for you. And also, if you just need a fresh touch from the Lord, I'd love to pray for you today as well. I hope that was a helpful update and also just a helpful tool. I tell you, if you go home and write that down somewhere and just remind yourself when you see your neighbors, how can I bless them, or your co-workers or your enemy or your friend or your relative? How can I bless them? Is there an opportunity to eat together? Can I listen to them today? Can I learn from them today? Can I share with them today? I really believe faith without works is dead, and we've got to do something with our faith. And it is time for a new Jesus revolution. It is time for the hills to be alive with the sound of Jesus. And so I just declare that over you. I bless this church. Father God, thank you for this church. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for Pastor Jason, for Michelle, for Karen, Andre, the rest of the leadership team. I thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing here. I pray that you'd keep us tender. Don't allow the enemy to bring division or unforgiveness. Help this church to stretch but not break in this season. This is a defining season for this church. As the Lord does a deep work in this church, he's also doing a deep work. He's preparing this church to do a deep work through this church. And you are indeed already moving through this church, Lord. So we thank you for what we've seen, but we also thank you for what we're going to see. And we declare in Jesus' mighty name that you will get the reward of your sacrifice, and we will see the prodigals come home. We will see people get saved, and we will see the goodness of God in the land of the living. In Jesus' name, I bless this church and everyone in it, and everyone that's going to be in it soon, and everyone that's being sent out from it. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks for listening. And please check out our website or come and visit us at Mombole Christian Fellowship.